providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time to continue with the second half of the KER politics. Interesting stuff going on in the news today. Jimmy wants to talk a little bit about corruption in the government. I may agree, I may disagree, you never know. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we wanted to follow up with the last segment in the last hour about CDC and some of the lies and some of the things that went forward. And of course, what we're seeing with the Department of Justice and the FBI and using the tools of government to influence people, intimidate people through law enforcement, mm-hmm. basically at the barrel of a gun.
How has it been done at the barrel of a gun, Jim?
Well, when you have people like, say, Roger Stone, advisor to Donald Trump, who basically is giving, who has been said that he lied to Congress in an investigation when in fact he just basically didn't remember or misspoke about a specific email. And then the FBI raids his home in Florida with 17 agents. When they leak to CNN at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning and CNN is waiting outside his house, and they actually have a SWAT team with armed men go into his house to arrest him over a very minor accusation with his deaf wife in the house. And here's a 70-plus-year-old man. And now that's at the barrel of a gun. When you have, I mean, I can go on and on about the examples that the Justice Department has used to actually intimidate people. They've gone after people with guns in houses that actually attended the January 6th rally because they were trespassing. That doesn't make any sense at all. Yet people that are in power, that are somehow connected to the financially rich or powerful, can go on for a long time without having this type of intimidation tactic. So that's the barrel of the gun. And the threat of having, if you have a lawsuit filed against you by the federal government, or the federal government comes after you, that scares the heck out of people because it will...
Of course it does. Of course it does.
It'll empty your book. You know, Michael Flynn, it emptied his... he had to sell his house. He bankrupted him in order to go against arguments that were basically fabricated by the Department of Justice. And this is the intimidation that they're using, and that's what they're attempting to do. They're not just threatening Donald Trump. They're threatening everybody else in this nation that supports the idea that they are tired of the corruption inside of Washington, D.C.
So Trump being in the House when they raided the House puts a whole different light on this thing. Now, I may have misunderstood you, but you said that his dead wife was also in the House?
Deaf wife. Roger Stone's wife was deaf.
Oh, now we're talking about Roger Stone. I'm sorry.
That's what I was talking about. When we're talking about the barrel of gun, I was talking about Roger Stone.
Okay.
And then, but then what happened at Mar-a-Lago was the same thing. They go into Mar-a-Lago, 2 weeks after, his first wife passed away.
Right.
You know, and Eric, I believe Eric may have been there. Eric Trump might have been at the house at the time. I'm not sure. But bottom line is there's no real justification for this, but it's intimidating and it's threatening and it's sending a message out to the rest of the world that the Justice Department will use whatever tactics and whatever influence they can in order to silence people. And at the same time, the government under this regime, under the Biden regime, have been using their influence with the media and with tech companies to silence people as well.
Okay.
And then threaten them.
Okay.
Alex Berenson, New York Times reporter.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, if I were in the heat of an election, because the Democrats, in my opinion, are really in trouble right now. I mean, with the economy doing what it's doing, with the unhappiness with Biden, et cetera, if I were in the Democrats' position, I would have gone into the House in exactly the same way. They went in barely legally, but they did go in legally. And what did the various Democrats What did they want them to think? They wanted them to think that they went in there for that reason, because they had to. And of course they didn't have to do that, but little reverse psychology here. They did probably the wrong thing, in my opinion, but having said that, they probably took the same exact tack that if I were a Democrat, I would have taken. I mean, it's kind of like if I were Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, if I were Pelosi, there is no way that I would fly and do a visit into Taiwan right now, because all I know that all that I'm doing is grandstanding for the Democratic Party and pissing off the Chinese. So there's no way that I would do that either.
Yeah, what's happening is, look, there's a certain segment of the population that has been really manipulated into hating the other segment of the population.
Oh, exactly, and that's what I'm talking about.
And so they're actually trying to inspire this type of anger and frustration that brought about the George Floyd riots. You know, they're trying to get encourage and inspire their base for some reason. Now,
of course,
you'd mentioned that this, you know, they went in maybe barely legal. We don't know yet if they went in legally. There have been many accusations and many things that put forward that were not legal that the Justice Department and the FBI have done over like decades, really. But in particular, in the last, you know, few years, specifically against the Trump administration and his followers and supporters. So the interesting part about what's happening right now with this inflaming their constituents, if you don't, and it's just like with your family, as we talked about in the last hour, you know, they trusted the government. They want to trust the government. They want to do what's right by it because they want to believe in it. And we all would like to do that.
Of course.
Problem is when you see the government actually making, and it finally pops into your head that, oh my gosh, I've been tricked. That actually is a tremendous pushback, and I think you're seeing that, you know, that people get upset about that, and I think you're beginning to see that with independent voters, with Republicans, certainly with Hispanics, many Black voters. They're saying, man, I've been tricked by the Democratic Party for a long time, and they are now doing anything they possibly can to stay in power, and maybe that's just not right. Maybe that's not the way America is supposed to be.
Well, I've been saying for a long time, I disagree with some of the things that you say, Jim, but with what you just said right now, I don't really disagree with that. I think, quite frankly, a lot of the minorities in this country have been taken advantage of. There's no question about that. Something else that I have to say, you get agreement from me, is why the hell don't we adhere to the law on the southern border? I mean, you and you live in South Carolina, but I live in Semiahmoo. I can basically walk to the border crossing from my house. If I can't walk there right now, which maybe I can't, I can at least see it. I cannot go into Canada without documentation, but people are coming into the United States clearly breaking the law. That, I think, is one of the largest mistake that the people in power and the administration are doing right now. And that's one I won't back down from, Jim. Jim, we got a minute left here. Why don't you wrap it up?
Yeah, so they're selectively enforcing the law. There's no question. Things they choose to enforce, they're enforcing. Things they choose not to enforce to their political advantage, they're not, you know, they're just not doing it. Or they're actually holding other people accountable in order to intimidate. And that's exactly what is the opposite of what our government was ever designed for. It was of the people, by the people, for the people. And what's happened in Washington is people have actually began to believe that the government is more important, and that group of people have to go away. They have to leave governance. It's about the American people.
Yeah. Jim, got to cut it here in 5 seconds. I think that people who feel the government is very important, unless they're dramatically mistaken, I think it's great that they feel that way. Gonna be right back.